done with blaming ourselves for our family history, and we are beginning to see the greater truth that we are surrounded by abysses, by great silences, by the blind working out of huge mindless forces. The worm cam is, ultimately, a perspective machine, and we are appalled by that perspective. Why are you telling me this? He faced her. If I must speak to you, to all of you, then I want you to know what a responsibility you may hold. There was a Jesuit called Teilhard de Chardin. He believed that just as life had covered the earth to form the biosphere, so mankind, thinking life, would eventually encompass life to form a higher layer, a cogitative layer he called the noosphere. He argued that the rough organization of the noosphere would grow until it cohered into a single, super sapient being he called the Omega Point. Yes, she said, and she closed her eyes. The end of the world, the wholesale internal introversion upon itself of the noosphere, which has simultaneously reached the uttermost limit of its complexity and centrality. You've read Deschardins?
We have.
It's the wormwood, you see, he said hoarsely. That's my problem. I can take no comfort from the new nihilist thinkers. The notion that this tiny scrap of life and mind should be smashed at this moment of transcendent understanding by a random piece of rock is simply unacceptable. She touched his face with her small young hands.
I understand. Trust me. We're working on it.
And, looking into her young, old eyes, he believed it. The light was changing now, subtly, growing significantly darker. The blue-white companion star was passing behind the denser bulk of the parent. David could see the companion's light streaming through the complex layers of gas at the periphery of the giant. And, as the companion touched the giant's blurred horizon, he actually saw shadows cast by thicker knots of gas in those outer layers against the more diffuse atmosphere. Immense lines that streamed toward him, millions of kilometers long and utterly straight. It was a sunset on a star, he realized with awe, an exercise in celestial geometry and perspective. And yet the spectacle reminded him of nothing so much as the ocean sunsets he used to enjoy as a boy, as he played with his mother on the long Atlantic beaches of France, moments when shafts of light cast by the thick ocean clouds had made him wonder if he was seeing the light of God himself. Were the joined truly the embryo of a new order of humanity, of mind? Was he making a sort of first contact here with a being whose intellect and understanding might surpass his own as much as he might surpass his Neanderthal great-grandmother? But perhaps it was necessary for a new form of mind to grow, new mental powers to apprehend the wider perspective offered by the worm cam. He thought, you are feared and despised, and now you are weak. I fear you, I despise you. But so is Christ feared and despised, and the future belonged to him, as perhaps it does to you. And so you may be the sole repository of my hopes, as I have tried to express to you. But whatever the future, I can't help but miss the feisty girl who used to live behind those ancient blue eyes. And it disturbs me that not once have you mentioned your mother, who dreams away what is left of her life in darkened rooms. Do we who preceded you mean so little? Mary pulled herself closer to him, wrapped her arms around his waist, and hugged him. Despite his troubled thoughts, her simple human warmth was a great comfort.
Let's go home, she said. I think your brother needs you.
Kate knew she had to tell him.
Bobby!
Shut up, Manzoni! Hiram snarled. He was raging now, throwing his arms in the air, stalking around the room. What about me? I made you, you little shit! I made you so I wouldn't have to die, knowing
that you'd lose it all, Kate said.
Manzoni! Wilson took a step forward, standing between Hiram and Bobby, watching them all. Kate ignored her.
You want a dynasty. You want your offspring to rule the fucking planet. It didn't work with David, so you try it again, without even the inconvenience of sharing him with a mother. Yes, you made Bobby, and you tried to control him. But even so, he doesn't want to play your games.